From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama is participating in a town hall discussion with young people in Britain as part of his diplomatic trip to the country. He has told the children that now is the best time to be alive.
The joint efforts and sacrifices of previous generations of Americans and Brits are a big part of why we've known decades of relative peace and prosperity in Europe, and that in turn has helped to spread peace and prosperity around the world.
While in London, Mr. Obama has stepped into the debate over a June 23rd referendum in which British voters will decide whether their country will remain in the European Union. Mr. Obama made remarks in support of the position of Prime Minister David Cameron, who supports remaining in the EU, but those remarks have inflamed the so-called Eurosceptics, who reject what they say is U.S. interference. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and other EU officials are headed to Turkey this weekend, trying to smooth over tensions that have arisen since the two sides signed a deal last month to curb the number of migrants pouring into Europe. Under the month-old, nearly $7 billion deal, migrants arriving on the shores of Greece would be returned to Turkey. And in exchange, Turks, among other things, would be allowed to travel to Europe without requiring a visa. The deal, which went into effect 3 weeks ago, initially served to slow the number of migrants entering Greece illegally, but recently boatloads of undocumented migrants have resumed arrival in Greece, according to the International Organization for Migration. The South Korean military says North Korea's submarine-launched ballistic missile test does not appear to have been a success. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said today a projectile was fired from a submarine toward the sea. A South Korean defense spokesman said Seoul is closely monitoring North Korea's military activities and maintaining a full defense posture. This is VOA News. More than 170 countries have signed an agreement at the UN aimed at limiting the rise of global temperatures and slowing the effects of climate change. The deal was agreed on in Paris at the end of last year, but opened for signatures Friday, which was also Earth Day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the countries need to turn what so far has been goodwill into action.
We are in a race against time. I urge all countries to move quickly to join the agreement at the national level so that the Paris Agreement can enter into force as early as possible.
The agreement still has to be ratified in each of the signing countries. In Turkey, trials there have started for four academics charged with terrorist propaganda after signing a petition. The case also resumed for two prominent journalists facing charges of espionage. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Hundreds of people gathered outside Istanbul's main court for what was described as a festival of justice. The gathering was in support of four academics and two journalists facing terrorism charges. Can Dündar, chief editor of Cumhuriyet, one of Turkey's last remaining mainstream newspapers, critical of the government, and his colleague Erdem Gül, face 30 years in jail. Prosecutors accuse the journalists of espionage and working with a terrorist organization for a report in which they allege the Turkish government smuggled arms to Syrian rebels. Turkey's European and US allies are voicing growing concern for freedom of expression and other human rights. But Ankara dismisses their concerns, saying it faces unprecedented terror threats from Kurdish rebels and Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Demonstrators held a two-day rally and 24-hour hunger strike outside the White House here in Washington, protesting what they consider a lack of U.S. action to stop genocide in Sudan's Darfur region. About 100 demonstrators chanted, "Stop genocide in Darfur," as part of a week of global action that continues through April 25th. A leading Japanese newspaper says President Barack Obama will visit Hiroshima when he goes to Japan next month for a G7 summit. A stop at Hiroshima would make Mr. Obama the first sitting U.S. president to visit the city that was devastated when the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on it, leading to the end of World War II. Worldwide, music fans are mourning the loss of the legendary U.S. musician Prince this weekend. Medical examiners performed an autopsy on the body of the 57-year-old artist on Thursday, trying to determine why he died. Born Prince Rogers Nelson, he was found dead at his home and music studio near Minneapolis, Minnesota, this past week. 35 years in the music business. 100 million albums sold worldwide. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.